darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Yeah.
Welcome, people, once again to another episode of The Darkness.
Yes, that is CJ. I'm Cody, and people, don't worry. I know you're getting afraid. You don't hear that other voice in the background just yet. Don't worry. He'll be here. He will be
he's
here.
He's coming. He's coming with a vengeance today. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait till he get on here. I haven't talked to that brother since Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, Infinite Batman review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a really good episode, that Batman. It made me realize how much I love that that movie, that Red Hood.
Yeah, man, it really put things into perspective for me, at least, because I remember it being good, but I haven't seen it in a little while. But I rewatched, I was like, yeah, man, this movie's pretty fucking fantastic, I gotta say.
I mean, of all the Batman movies out there, that definitely, especially animated. Because a lot of the old Batman animated movies, they're really good. You know, you got the Sub-Zero movie,
Mask of Phantasm,
Batman Beyond one. You know,
yeah.
And I think Mask of Phantasm, I think for that it was a good movie, but I felt that it was trying to be a little bit too adult. It was being too adult so much that it kind of got a little boring. I mean, maybe I couldn't appreciate it as a kid. Maybe I need to go back and like rewatch it.
Okay, interesting. Bring that up. How was that too adult compared to Under the Red Hood?
I what I meant to say, not adult as in like violence. I meant of like, oh, here come. Let's talk about this.
You thought it was a bit too heavy, you think?
Sure. Let's just say heavy.
Okay. Yeah, broad term.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right. That's what I meant. You know, because I remember, you know, the Phantasm with like some chick running around, being a vigilante. You know, and I'm like, oh, I forgot, why was she doing it? Why was she doing that?
Oh, shit, man. It's been so long since I've seen that movie, I don't remember.
You the one who defended it? Come on, tell me.
No, I remember it being good. I remember being, like, too heavy-handed too adult as compared to, you know, Under the Red Hood, as you would say.
Right.
Because they're both, because Under the Red Hood, it's not as heavily thematically as... I guess Mask of the Phantasm, for what I can remember. So I don't know.
You can't. People say that's the best one, Mask of the Phantasm. But I can't remember it. All I know is a chick. She had a hook claw, and she fucked up Batman a few times. And then she was after somebody. I don't know why. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. The Under the Red Hood review we just put up there. I think it is on the site now, isn't it?
Yep, it's up.
Yes, up. So go give it a listen. You know, buy Under the Red Hood, rent it, whatever. Get into that Under the Red Hood goodness.
Oh yes, because you know it's gonna be a long while before you get some Batman goodness.
Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it will. I may have to go out there and take a crowbar to a child's face. Just to enjoy myself.
Gotta be like the Joker.
Yeah.
Even the crowbar.
He must have been. Man, have you imagined, you know, beating somebody in the face with a crowbar?
No, CJ, I don't imagine. I don't know if you're crazy ass. But no, normal people do not imagine that, CJ.
Okay. Damn, I just put myself out there.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
I thought you were going to agree with me. You're like, yeah.
I guess I got to start talking shit about you now, because damn, man. Hey, now.
Oh, but I was just imagining how, you know, if you did beat someone in the face with a crowbar, you know, how bad their face would be messed up. Like, how bad? And pretty much would be dead. You know, it's not a cartoon. So that face would probably be split in half.
Yeah, it'd be, looking like the Elephant Man.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Oh, man. God damn it, Cody, for not agreeing with me. God, the older I get, the more I worry.
Starting to get senile, man. Damn. Early age, dude. Not even 30 yet. Damn.
I'm like, get off my lawn. And I grab a kid and I'm beating them in the face. Oh, God.
But yeah, people, we need to get into... Oh, man, we can't wait to P1 come back because we even got a special review talk segment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, about a certain Australian bloke and his brother who did a review on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys don't know that. We're talking about Wayne. So Wayne and Luke did a review of Ninja Turtles. It finally came out over there in the land down under. Came out on 9/11, and they went to go celebrate. Oh, not they. Luke went to go see it, and they did a review. Both Wayne and Luke did a review.
Like your second sentence after 9/11, or second word after 9/11 was celebrate.
You know, they're terrorists anyway. They're Australian. He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist of reviewing. Try to strike fear, and that doesn't even see somebody.
Yeah, harbinger of preconceived notions.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, if you guys haven't got a chance to hear the bullshit from Wayne and Luke, please go to Not Worth the Kick in the Ass Facebook page and look for the last episode of their review for Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Yeah, give that a listen. If you ever want to know what a man – like, if you ever want to know why people don't change or – I don't know. My analogy for Wayne is like – if you met a racist person and you tried your darnest to try to have them break the cycle of being a racist, ignorant bastard,
okay,
and you can't break, you can't reason with this person, you know, you might as well be talking to a brick wall, you know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, when it comes to the turtles, yeah, I'll give you that one.
Especially when it comes down to like just basing your own opinion. You know, it's not like, you know, I'm asking him to go and take cocaine or something like that, or get some, you know, take some dangerous substance. You know, it's something simple.
Yeah.
It's so first world simple. And for him to have a grudge, for him to go and have this feud, this imaginary feud with some fictional reptiles. Jesus Christ. God, people.
Fictional reptile, that sacred origin that you cannot touch.
Oh, my Lord.
Don't even think about it.
Don't, Wayne. I can't even talk more about this. So, while we got to wait for P1 to get in so we can hit this up, I guess it's safe to say we can... one, how's your weekend?
What's going on, man? I've been pretty busy these past few weeks. I moved into a new place, so I'm still moving stuff around and whatnot. And, you know,
you moved?
Yeah, moved. Yeah. About 20 minutes from my old spot, so yeah, I'm busy with that, you know, work, school, and all that other good shit. So yeah, it's been pretty hectic as of late, but yeah, man, so my only breaks is pretty much these podcasts, so.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Shoot, man, this weekend been pretty crazy for me as well, because you know that fucking iPhone got released this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yep.
And people lost their shit.
Yep, as they usually do.
Well, you know what? I'll take it back. I'll say on Friday when they were released, we had some people sleeping outside the store since midnight, you know, to get their 16 gig.
Oh, my God.
So they did. They slept outside the store. They got what they needed.
Goddamn shame.
It was a shame, but they composed themselves with dignity, and we took care of them. The motherfuckers.
Oh.
On Saturday and Sunday, when we ran out of 16 gigs and we only had 64s and 128s, we had whiny ass bitches, men and women alike, entitled bastards.
Oh boy!
Like, entitled people. Talk about America and that word entitlement. Like, I fucking hate that word. I hate entitlement with passion. Because if one guy, he comes up and he's like, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't have a 16 gig? I mean, I came here on Sunday. All right, I'm here on Sunday. I'm here, am I? You know, I've been a customer for 20 years, okay?
God.
Actually, he says 12, okay? But that's neither here nor there.
I mean, but I pay my bills, man. You guys just can't have this thing for me?
Like, no. Bring your ass on time next time. You might get one. God damn. I don't understand how you paying your bills on time makes it able for you to get a phone as limited quantities, man. I don't...
And then people always feel like just because they pay their bills on time, they're entitled to, like, a brand new phone. Like, oh, I pay my bills on time, so I should get a free phone.
No.
I'm like, I put gas in my car. Do you see me calling BP, say, hey, where's my free car?
Yeah.
Can I buy you gas? You know?
God. Make no goddamn sense.
Damn it. And then these fucking entitled ass people. You know, then they got to, like, oh, is it? I didn't want to pre-order because I didn't want it to wait. I didn't want to wait 2 fucking weeks to get the goddamn phone. You know, it was like, the sooner you would get the phone is on October 10th or something like that, if you were to pre-order.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, these people were ridiculous, especially the ones who didn't get what they want.
Of course, yeah.
Title pieces of shit just coming in. Oh, my God.
See, now I know, now I know why you dream about beating people with crowbars in the face.
Every day. And that's one of the two types of people I hate in this world. I hate rude people, and I just hate, like, ass, you know, just rude assholes. They have no place on this planet for me. They need to go on an island of gluten-free people and live there and die and just starve to death. I don't care if they get cancer, AIDS, whatever. They can get all of it. The world does not need these types of people.
Oh, man, it's like working retail sometimes, man. It's a chore. It can be a chore.
There's no benefit of working in retail.
No.
There's none. At least if you're working like a 9-to-5, like, desk job in a cubicle, you get the weekends off or something. Or, shit. Retail. Fox retail. God damn it. Every day. You know, but then you get your glimmer of hope. You know, you get people that come in who pre-order their shit, and they just need their stuff turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And I love helping those people. I even love making a scene. I was like, oh, what is this? What did you do, ma'am? You what is that? You pre-ordered your device online?
Like, what? A sensible person? Get the fuck out of here.
Did you tell me you got exactly what you wanted because you paid in advance for it? Okay. All right. Well, then, ma'am, that's wonderful.
Man, you think people would know the drill by now with how these iPhones work?
They don't. And they would never learn.
Jesus Christ.
And then some people are so fucking desperate. So I went on Craigslist to see how much were people selling, like, an iPhone 6.
Aren't they selling, like, upwards of, like, $1,000?
No, the highest I saw in my area was $1,500.
Oh, my fucking... Wow.
Now, granted, it's without a contract, but still...
It's still not supposed to be that much.
Yeah. I mean, the regular phone costs $750
mm-hmm.
without a contract. So you pay $1,500.
Ugh.
But iPhone 6. I mean, you know what, people? Y'all should do the little game. Just go on your Google, go to Craigslist, and type, you know, iPhone 6 for your nearest area. And look at the price.
Jesus Christ, people.
I'm like, how fucking desperate.
People get desperate, man.
And then you wonder why we got deficits and we owe money to other countries and we got debt.
Yep. Wonder why,
to people. Yeah.
Why people call Americans stupid all the fucking time. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. Right there.
Now, granted, you foreigners, y'all can't get away either.
No.
Because,
no.
They love iPhones too, I tell you.
Yeah, they're not infallible.
They love iPhone. Talking about all you Australian bastards, you Japanese bastards, you Chinese bastards, you African bastards, you British bastards.
Yeah, everybody's guilty. No one's safe.
God damn. But anyway, that was my weekend.
Okay.
The quick topics of some movies that are coming out this weekend that I believe that P1 is recording. Do you know which one is the first one he's sending out?
It's the Equalizer, I'm assuming?
The Equalizer is coming out this week.
Yep. I think I'll probably see that one, too. Love me some Denzel, so.
Yep. I do not know if the P1 going to be recording it this week or showing it, but it is coming out. So everybody get ready to see the Equalizer.
Another good movie. I don't know if it's good or not, and I don't really care to go see this movie. The Box Troll.
Oh yeah, that's the one that started off with the low tomato meter, and then it just rose up out of nowhere.
Oh, cause people want to be all artistic hipsters about it.
Yeah, but it's by that. What's that company called? I forget what name of that company, but they usually put out some pretty good stuff. So
I don't care about stock animation. I really don't. I mean, oh, not this type. You know, it may be good. I don't know. I'll probably go see. I'm not gonna do a Wayne and shit on it, but you know, I'll at least go see it first, then I'll start shitting on
right
it.
On.
But from what I've seen, at least the trailer. I mean, it looked like it would be an okay movie. To be honest, you know, if I had a kid or something like that, or a younger sibling, I'll take them to go see it so they can learn about some. You know, you take some poor little white kid and then you dress him up and then he can fit right back into society.
Box troll.
He hanging out with black people that's in the boxes in the alleys. You know, that was a metaphor, man.
Ah, that's what that is. Okay.
Yeah, that little that kid is a wicker. A wicker in the box.
That's what you should call the movie.
they call it Beatbox Kid. But then they were making it too obvious.
No, it didn't test well audiences.
No, it did not. You didn't see that one troll with a fried chicken box on. One had a KFC bucket on, and I knew that bucket. I'm like, wait a minute. One had a box of Jordans on. One had a box of dreams that was smashed. So.
One
was a coffin box, you know.
One had a box of job applications.
Yeah, it was full, man. That the troll couldn't even fit in there. Well, you know, I think it was empty. It didn't fit in there.
We were horrible.
One had like a box with bullet holes in it, and I think that was from Compton.
Oh man!
You guys can go see the Equalizing Box Troll. I don't know which one P1 putting up this week.
Woo! The darkness, baby.
There you go.
The darkness. There you go.
The darkness never felt so good right now. I feel the darkness oozing through my body right now. It's kind of like Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers or something like that. Except I got darkness.
Ooh. Yeah, you got to be in the darkness to pull that fucking reference out your ass.
he still don't got the application out there.
Hey, I'm jumping up. Let me fan myself real quick. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Welcome back. Welcome back,
P1.
He returned.
I felt so more phenomenal than returning to my own goddamn show. How you doing? Hold my drink, bitch. I guess I'll be on the couch tonight, so never mind now.
There you go. That's fine. He can fuck the sheets or the cushions.
That's all right. I fuck this area right where Cody sits on.
Forever unclean.
Forever unclean. You goddamn right. What the fuck I look like cleaning? Come on now. Get Senor Hector up in here to clean this bitch. Senor Hector. Hector. The fuck is it? That ain't mine. Okay. Yes, people. Saw the box trolls. Box.
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
Well, man, I wish we could have done a skit because we did just talk about it. And I just repeated really good. I said, you know, the box trove was like a metaphor for like some black people raising that some bandit white kid.
That's what I asked Ellie Fanning in that interview I just did with her. Whatever. I was just like, let's be real. Come on now, let's be real. This is a metaphor for shooting black people, ain't it?
Right. Exactly. Now, how many fried chicken boxes do you see those trolls in it?
And I wish I would have had a. The funny thing was, or whatever, I saw Equalizer yesterday. I was like, "What the fuck is my meeting with Denzel? Huh? Like, I'm gonna get that to meet this white bitch." I don't even know who the fuck she was in the movie. Come on.
she was one of the boxes.
She was the box that rolled down that hill. That's what it was. Yeah. She was the box that appeared in the Laker symbol when the movie came on. That's what it was. Okay.
God, this fucking box troll. I can't wait to hear your review for this movie.
It's going to be oh so sweet. Check out this weekend, people. MoviesPulsePodcast.com.
There we go.
One. Cody, you'll be joining me on the Equalizer. I hear this. Okay.
Yep. That's true. I'll be on the review.
That should be awesome. That should be phenomenal. That should be Vice City style.
And to talk about other reviews, P1, since you're back.
Always been back, baby. I ain't never left. My soul and spirit has been in here. I feel it. I'm like the Rock. I'm electrifying. Except I'm electrifying darkness.
Well, we should totally talk about a review that we need to review right now. Or of a certain person, Wayne and Luke.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I was like, did I miss a review? Hold on.
No.
And no escaping those titles.
He missed a review. He missed reviewing that movie. So.
I love that scene where they were dancing in the elevator. I was like, ain't that a bitch? I ain't never said that.
I heard that. Oh, my God. I already told people, if y'all didn't listen to that, you know, listen to this and then go back and listen to that and come back to this. But he put you on front street saying that you thought it was a masterpiece of a film in that elevator scene. That
I heard that. And Luke was just like... He didn't say. Did he say that? He's like, yeah, he loved it. I was like, I don't even remember saying anything about that scene at all. I was like,
I like the way how Wayne tried to Jedi mind trick Luke into like hating the movie more than he needed to.
You know what? The rating he gave it, it sounded like a pretty much like how we gave it, a 2.5 stars. Yeah. I mean, that's fair right there, whatever, right?
Yeah.
It sounded like Wayne was trying to persuade him to hate it more and shit.
He's like, yeah, don't you hate that origin? Yeah, he learned from a book.
Fucking origin. That's the most puzzling thing, dude. That shit's so sacred. And all the that fucking mad about the fucking origin, man. I don't get it.
I am with you, Cody, on that one. The most thing I heard about in their review was the origin. I'm just like, I think they missed a point that nobody gives a shit how they came. Like the whole thing about Splinter and Shredder knowing each other in the origin in the past, that's cool. Yeah. But here, it don't fucking matter neither, because even if it does matter, it's like, oh, that's important. It's not important or whatever, because, you know, one's good, one's bad. Let them fuckers fight. Shit, whatever.
Let's talk about that origin. You have an origin. Okay, let's talk about that original movie that we all saw as kids. You see a rat training, doing karate with his master. He's doing real karate.
You guys are hearing this, right?
By the way, people,
he is doing form like he is shadow boxing with his master. He has no special powers. This is not a special breed of rat. This is not, there are no ooze or anything. And for some reason, this rat learned karate that way. But then, when he escapes from the cage and he lunges at Oroku Saki and bites his ear off, he holds all that information with him, then gets transformed into a giant rat? I don't understand.
Well, you know, another thing was, I heard they brought up Shredder. I was like, why was the suit necessary? And I think we said that in our review, that suit was very necessary, because these turtles are fucking not, they're not wearing costumes in this movie. They're fucking huge.
So, you're like, oh, my. Yeah, you say how P1, he really felt the crack of the Raphael's shell. And like, and then he want to go back to the origin about when they threw Raphael through the glass house or through the top of the house, God. And then you can feel the pain and stuff. I'm like, no, you can't. It was a rubber suit. You
okay,
go back and watch
now.
It now.
Let's be real.
You see that turtle bounce.
If we got to ask the question of what looked better, the original or the new one or whatever, as far as like that cheap ass costume that they were wearing, come on now. Let's be real. The CG definitely looks fucking better.
Not to mention them shitting on the Shredder suit. Call him not unintimidating and all that shit.
Oh my God! Like, what is not intimidating about like a big ass razor blade being thrown at you?
I think I remember Wayne saying that he was like, he knows the greatest martial arts that he doesn't need that suit. I'm like, once again, these turtles are fucking huge. They're fucking super strong and shit like that. Whatever, they're mutants or whatever. Like they're supposed to be. They're mutants or whatever shit. He needs that suit.
What is karate? When you can't kick, like, how can karate help you if you try to karate kick a bear?
Exactly. That's a good point. You can know all the fucking martial arts in the world. I know mixed martial arts, but I can't take down no fucking house.
Can you do cross golf on a rhino?
Thank you. I can't break boards and shit like that.
I don't care how hard you train or how strong you get. You get a wild, you get an animal that bigger than you, stronger. You can't even beat up a gorilla.
Why can't like trained MMA fighters beat up Spider-Man or some shit like that, or X-Men or something like that? It's like they fucking mutants.
I want you to take Ray Rice, put him in an elevator with a gorilla.
That gorilla would look at that punch and be like, did this nigga just, he'd be like when Maxie JJ kicked you, he'd just be looking like, no, this nigga didn't notice. Damn, this nigga touched me. He seriously touched, I'm gonna pick his ass up and throw him.
Poor Luke, man. Poor Luke was just, I'm telling you, it was just like you're trying to drive home your drunk friend who had no business being drunk, and he grabbing the wheel and trying to make you go off the highway. That's exactly what Wayne did to Luke.
I didn't
even want to hate the movie.
I did kind of, because like the 2.5 stars, I was like, hey, that's kind of like what we get, because I gave it a stream it. So I was like, 2.5 stars is damn near a stream it. So I was like, yeah, well, shit. I do disagree on with Luke, though, saying Megan Fox was okay. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about all that.
If one bird, you got to attack Megan Fox.
I was like, I think we're seeing opposites on this movie. I don't think he cared for the turtles as much, and he liked the humans more. I was like, oh, we way opposites on this movie. I'm like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, and Splinter looked like shit in the originals. I'm sick of so fucking hearing that shit. Splinter looked like fucking shit. He didn't do a goddamn thing except hanging.
He didn't do shit.
I don't think Splinter doesn't ever look good unless you're looking at a cartoon, because they every time they try to recreate that rat, he looked like a sweating wax.
Chiwetel Ejiofor looked at him and said, "God damn, nigga, I was in 12 years, but them chains you had, brother, look like it's 24 for you or something." I mean, you can't make him look good because he's a fucking rat. But shit, hey, like I said, he did a lot more in this movie than he did in the other ones. I was like, that nigga just stood there just fucking speaking his Fu Manchu language and shit like that. I believe in Ben Kingsley as the fucking Mandarin before I believed in that nigga giving some advice.
Oh, that was another thing I forgot to mention.
We know how much of a fuck up goofball that nigga was.
There's shit of
who's
fucking
his name,
ass.
Cody?
Oh, Trevor Slattery in the Iron Man movies.
Trevor Slattery, there you go. Trevor Slattery is the Mandarin before I believe Splinter did anything in the original film.
Y'all heard the shit on his accent too, right? Like, no, why didn't he have a Japanese accent? Y'all heard that, right?
He's talking about the Splinter.
Yeah. Because the only one had that accent, but this one, he had an American accent, which, I don't know, kind of makes
when
sense.
When in fucking Japan, that's why I was scared.
Again, how does a rat have an accent from Japan? Even, oh my God.
What?
And then he wanted to shit, he shitted on them, the turtles, you know, watching the pop, and then, you know, picking up their slang and their lingo from pop music. I'm like, well, what's really matter? I mean, I know you may not like the music.
I just thought that was a cool little touch, man. But that was just me, huh? I don't know, but...
Let me ask you a question. Can you learn how to fix a car from a book?
Yes.
Can you learn how to podcast from a book?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Can you learn how to set up a phone from a book?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
I don't see why you can't learn a couple of kicks and fists from a book, then.
I believe books have been around for thousands of years since man learned how to make alphabets.
And not to mention, this is over an extended period of time.
How many years was
it? Isn't
that
like,
like 10, 10, 20, 10, 15, something like that?
I think they said like 15, right?
It was somewhere
13 or 50, something like that.
You know, and I'm saying, it'd be one thing if he was like, oh, I went on YouTube last week and I trained my turtles to a YouTube video.
Right,
you know what? I would even find that acceptable because, shit, I learned a lot of shit from you. I learned how to tie a fucking tie on YouTube.
That is true.
Oh, wow, you are so right. They did the same shit.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
I'm sorry, YouTube. YouTube was my daddy before my daddy was my daddy.
I'll even give you this. I did mixed martial arts. I learned some submission holds from fucking YouTube. I didn't master them from YouTube, but I learned what the move was, whatever, and then that's when I mastered it in the ring or whatever and shit like that. So you can learn concepts and basics on YouTube.
You don't need to be a rat in the cage watching your master do his karate sparring.
They were
fucking his brother's sister.
Yeah, talking about all of that whole brother's side. It's like, don't nobody give a shit about that, man.
You're like, oi, what's his motivation? They said it. Orokusaki, Shredder wanted power. The other guy wanted money. That's it.
Yep.
That's all you need to know.
Look, Shredder would have got power because he would have had money.
And Shredder didn't
he would have got money.
No, neither.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Luke pointed out a good point about the Spider-Man you know, thing. And I mean, like, yeah, everybody pointed that point. Yeah. That, you know, it was like, go to the top of the tower, poison people.
But that wasn't a problem with that movie, though.
It wasn't.
I don't recall ever saying that plot was a problem with the movie. I never recall saying going to the top of the tower was ever a problem with that. The movie had a lot more problems, just like this one had a lot more problems and shit like that. Our thing is, what the fuck are you expecting from some turtles?
That's some goddamn turtles.
Jesus Christ.
And Luke actually pointed out, too, comic books even has that plot line of the turtles that movie based off of. So, no, Wayne don't care about the new books. He's like, oh, it's the original. It's like, oh, you know what? You know, Batman's been redone about a couple of times as well.
Remember Batman had shock repellent?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Shock
repellent.
He fought Dracula one time.
Oh, my God. We got it. Oh, my God. God damn. Shit, the darkness is upon us.
Boy, is it.
Yeah, well, that's something that's going on my list of I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't get it either. Can we sit on, I suppose?
Why didn't Wayne go see it? That's what I'm trying to understand. Why didn't he go see it?
He act like the thing, like, raped his girlfriend, and he's not going to go support this person.
According to him, he will. I rate this childhood from what I remember this thing. Well, I asked you guys on Darkness at the Movies, but it was like, what does Wayne like? It's not even me shitting on this. It's asking me a legitimate question right now. It's like, what does Wayne like? Because all the movies that Cody, me, or you love this year, he found mediocre and whatever. I'm just like, well, damn, what does this nigga like? Guardians of the Galaxy, weak. Captain America, shaky cam. The Raid 2, overrated. Like, God damn, man, what the fuck?
Rocky 1, 2, 3, awesome. I'm like, what? Did it even come out this year, Wayne? It came out on my DVD set.
I am slowly trying to understand that. Maybe we can get an answer from him when we get back in our Walking Dead shit, CJ. But fuck, man, what do you like, nigga? Fucking,
I know I can be difficult sometimes, but golly,
I recently just bought Captain America on Blu-ray. Watched it late night the other day and shit like that. And I was watching, I was like, I really studied that for. I was like, where is this shaky cam? They were talking. It's not shaky. You can see everything that's going on. And the whole Guardians being mediocre. I'm just like, when's the last time you've seen something like this?
It's Mac and it had lightsabers in it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The Raid is overrated. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's the one that irks me.
It's like you can sit up here and watch these goofy ass Stallone movies, but the Raid is over. Okay. Well, hipster qualities are hitting you, my friend.
Nah, that ain't even. That's beyond hipster.
Beyond hipster.
My thing is, why is he so butt fucked about the fucking turtles? I was like, that. I was like, I don't get this whole turtle love. That you.
It ain't only him, that's the thing.
What did my alter ego say on his show or whatever? Mr. Corey Coleman said, it's a goddamn turtle. You too fucking old for that shit. Too fucking old for that shit.
Like that Suicide Boy and that Doctor Who Suicide Boy. Like, too old.
That motherfucker.
You know that boy was serious. Yeah, really wanted to be. He was so fucking serious. He just changed. So he hurt himself.
Shut up. No, he did.
I know there's some points in our lives where we wish we were Batman or whatever the fuck it is and shit like that, but goddamn it, ain't fucking going to be in late 20 talking about wish some turtles would be like, just like this original or some shit. Like, goddamn it, that shit ain't going to be happening this year.
The only time I think I want to be Batman is when I want to be Bruce Wayne. I'm like, damn, he's rich as shit. I want his money.
I don't even know.
No, I don't want to work out like Batman.
To be honest, I don't even know if you want to be Bruce Wayne, though, because that nigga seemed boring. Shit. you want to be Tony Stark, is what she's
Not according to the Batman. Well, he's hanging out at basketball games and playing basketball. Fucking me.
That don't count. Pilot. That shit don't count.
That ain't Batman. I don't
know Batman.
I don't know what Batman that was, but that ain't no Batman at all.
That was a Jackie Chan Batman. I swear to God. You got to go back. And it's so funny. The same guy who made Jackie Chan or worked on it. They go, oh, let's make Batman Asian.
But you know what? You bring up some good points with all these cartoons and stuff like that. Because I remember when we was hauling this argument of turtles and stuff like that. Luke was throwing out some other cartoons. It seemed like he was trying to take a shot at me and you when he said Spider-Man and Pokemon, because he knows that I love Spider-Man. He knows you love Pokemon. But the thing is, I don't recall me or CJ ever saying that we found that shit to be believable or it was speaking some deep shit or anything like that.
Y'all called it out for being fucking stupid. That's the thing.
Cody, I told you I loved the cartoon, right? And you even came out and said it was stupid. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it was stupid, but, you know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Every cartoon you ever grew up with was fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking cartoon. You go to a class, Scooby-Doo, stupidest shit I've ever fucking... Same fucking plot over and every goddamn episode. Yet people had an idea that would make a good movie.
Well, that turned out
several times.
Spider-Man, stupid. Kid gets bit by a radioactive spider and shit. Stupid as fuck.
Yeah, even Batman. Old ass dude go out at night in a fucking bat costume. Fight dudes.
His parents got shot. Like his parents were the only one that got killed, though, in that city. I'm just saying, people. What's some other one? He-Man.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hell, we can attack real stuff.
No care, stupid. Come on, keep throwing them out there. What other cartoons?
Anything could be stupid if you look at it. I mean, Rocky could be stupid. Wayne got a retarded boxer. They're fighting for no reason.
Flintstones, motherfucker, yep. Slide down dinosaurs and shit like that.
Oh my God, Wayne!
You can talk to your boyfriend.
Oh my God, we're broken up.
You gotta calm him down.
This is where I leave you.
You gotta calm him down on these turtles and shit. He's gonna blow a fucking ball sack with these fucking turtles.
And it's just the way that he's against seeing it. He had a chance to, like, no, I refuse. You know, it's not like I asked him to go get kicked in the nuts. I just refuse to see it. I'm like, really? Like, you're the reason why there's not peace in Iraq. Foreign bastard.
Stupid shit like
this. The thing that strikes me about it is he's coming out as one of them strong, hardcore film nerds on it. It's just like, where'd this come from?
Right. All for some mutant turtles. So baffling.
Because the origin isn't... Man, the origin ain't right in none of these fucking movies. Come on, man. Every origin's been fucking switched up. How many of these fucking Marvel movies I love, all of them, origins been fucking switched up?
That's why they call it adaptations.
Batman. You
know, I don't...
Mm-hmm. Fucking got changed like how many goddamn times? I mean, come on now. And yet he owned the Batman movies, even Forever and Robin and all them.
Oh, are you serious? He owns those two?
Oh, yeah. He bought them.
Oh, wow.
They say he did it as a social experiment. I'm like, that's some bullshit.
He told me and TJ on that Batman show we did a while back, whatever. He loved Batman that much that he even bought the bad Batman movies and stuff like that, whatever. So,
I got my limits, man. I love me some Batman, but damn.
I won't even go that fucking far. I remember I saw it on Blu-ray. You get the all four movies, but I just looked at it. I was just like, you know, it is a dream of mine to have every superhero film ever made. But then I looked at it and was like, but I ain't that fucking desperate, so never mind.
Yeah, you go back on it, you're like, you know what?
No. I do have that idea in my head. I would love to collect every superhero, even the bad one. But I just look at it. Every time I go to Best Buy, I just look at the ones, I just go like.
So you start going down that list, and you come across Fantastic Four, and you're like, yeah, you know what?
I have enough table coasters.
I need to rethink this.
Man, that's like four X-Men movies, two Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Elektra, fucking all Batman. I'm just like,
Catwoman.
Steel, Catwoman. I'm just like,
Yeah.
Ain't never going to watch them again. What the fuck? I'm like that's my film nerd kicking in. Just like, I just got to own them. You know, it's like, no. And then, you know, reality hits me like.
Yeah.
No.
What's the point of owning them? You know, like, is it going to fill some hole in my life? They gotta
spend that money on pussy and weed. Fall out. Shit, I can buy that bitch Melinda out. I saw that comic, girl. Shit, call P1, huh? You don't think I read the comments on my site? Shit, that bitch got some jungle fever for some Cody. I heard that.
Oh my gosh. She just wanted to hear Cody read a phone book.
My friend likes your voice. A bullshit, bitch. That's you. Why your friend can't write?
I know your friend got a computer.
Oh, man.
A smartphone.
But kind of came full circle.
Yeah, it only took a month. That's right. I've been gone for a month. Goddamn.
Yeah. Love, man.
Coming back to some turtle hating and shit. Like,
oh, man. Glad to have you back, though, sir. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back on the darkness. I almost thought I was going to miss this, but I was like, this screen ain't going to hold me back from my darkness today. Nuh-uh, no. Fuck you, Eli fan. Get the fuck out of my face. Or Ellie fan. What the fuck your name is, bitch? I don't even know you. You ain't Denzel.
Where's your sister at? You ain't your sister.
I was asking her Denzel questions. So what's it be to be like to be 50 years old and black man still kicking ass? She's like, what? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, wrong question. I was like, so what's it be the smoothest Negro in Hollywood? Okay, no, wrong question. I was like, no, I ain't got no questions for you, girl. You don't know who you are.
I guess if we're back now, I guess we're going to head into the Cody news.
You know Wayne about to give us some shit for this.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what does he not give a shit? That's real.
That is true. I guess so, yeah.
He lost his mind. I tell you. I'm telling you, what kills me is he refused. Just he refused to watch something with us.
I can tell you this right now. I'm kind of glad he ain't going to go see it, to be honest, because he's already walking in with an opinion. So it's just going to come back even full form hatred.
He's like a racist person that hate Obama. And then they can't even explain why he hate Obama.
Telling Lou we love that shit. He ain't fucking Lou of that goddamn I love that goddamn movie. I told Luke what our ratings was. He was just like, oh, what the fuck? I told him this like a month ago or something like that. He was like, oh, you made it seem like you guys love that film.
Love
it.
Hell yeah, it is. Fucking Ninja Turtles.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot the movie already.
Man, I don't
know. Like I said, dude, the only thing I recall is that mountain sequence. That's about it.
And I have an excuse for that because I see fucking 3 movies a week. So actually 4 if you want to count Throwback Tuesday shit. So yeah, I got an excuse for that. So I do remember that mountain scene. You know, when we talk about a movie, I start to remember and shit. I go like, yeah, you know, that didn't happen. And to correct you guys on your review, Shredder didn't die at the end of the film.
No, he did not. That was pretty clear, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It was very fucking clear, to be honest. Yeah. I know Luke's wife had a good time. She loved it.
Yep.
She got the brains and the balls to stand up to her brother.
She said it was fun. I saw her little post of Dahlia. I saw that girl out too. She said she had fun. Come on,
yeah.
Man. This is an intervention for you, Wayne. We just trying to help you, bro.
Oh, some fucking turtles, man.
You know if CJ's making sense, something wrong then.
God,
this nigga don't ever make sense. That T-guy loving nigga don't never make sense.
I was waiting for that. I knew you were going to bring that shit up.
Come on now. Shit. Brother, if you can get behind me on this one, whatever. This T-guy loving nigga, come on now.
I do not love that man.
This coon of a nigga that has been called. Hey, CJ, so what's it like to be a coon every goddamn week, nigga? I don't think I've ever heard the word coon say it out in one sentence for so fucking long. I'm surprised CJ ain't killed himself by now. I was waiting for this nigga to hang himself one day.
Now I got a crowbar for somebody special.
Yeah, your baby. Anyway.
And my baby.
What? Well, he was talking about beating a little kids earlier with crowbars. So I guess that fits in.
Beat the DNA away.
He's gonna beat that eyebrow off of her because it's too much like his.
Oh my God.
Beat the CJ out of her.
Oh man, welcome back, V1. Let's get to the news.
Oh, it's good to be back, my darkness brothers. Be back. Puerto Rico. Vacation. What?
Yeah, I know you took the vacation on the 1 week where nothing good was coming out that week.
Fuck you talking about? I saw every goddamn thing that came out anyway.
Oh, okay.
You saw the identical?
Which one was that one?
That's the Elvis one.
Yeah, remember I told you. I just walked out, remember? I think I told you that when we did the episode. I was like, yeah, I walked out of that shit because it got preachy on me. You know how I feel when I get preachy on. What was that other movie I saw this year? God's Not Dead. Walked out of that one.
Oh, my goodness. God's still terrible.
You know, when a movie gets preachy like that, it's like, you know what? Ain't for me. Time to go.
Damn it, Kevin Sorbo. I used to like you.
When?
Why?
Back in 1990 when nobody knew who he was, when he was Hercules.
Oh, you like those. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like a child sniffing glue out back then. So, of course, you got to like something like Hercules.
You talking about, nigga, you still a child sniffing glue. Come on now. There's got to be a reason why you still can't pronounce shit. I mean.
Yeah, well, you defend T.I., yeah, you got to be doing something.
Oh, my Lord, I did not defend T.I.
Oh, I'm sorry, his bougie-ass wife then, shit.
I'm just saying, but I'm just praising the lesser of two evils.
Lesser of two evils, okay.
Okay, whatever, nigga. Ghetto-ass nigga, you a backwards motherfucker, you know that shit? When Cody told me that shit, I was like, what the fuck? Nigga sits up here and brown-nose everything, just I am higher above that or whatever, but then got the audacity to sit up on a show. Now, granted, nigga like me ain't listened to the episode or whatever, but I've heard it from the facts. And the nigga came out and said, the nigga sat up there and praised T.I.'s wife. I'm like, this nigga brown knows everything that comes his way. That's too ghetto. I do Doctor Who and white women. I do Doctor Who. I do anime. I do nothing involved with you Negroes. But got the audacity to sit up there and say, I watched the T.I. show and find his wife intriguing.
I'm like, she could be worse, man.
Wow.
She could be worse compared to her friend. Her friend is a terrible
baby,
woman.
Baby, this nigga's up here defending fucking T.I.
I'm not defending T.I., I'm just saying.
Look at this shit right now. This
for
nigga,
a show that's
this
on television.
Brown noses everything that talks about black related. Brown noses everything.
Man.
Just up here and defend T.I.'s wife, the most ghettoest bitch of fucking humankind.
No, she's not as bad as that one.
But you don't think the Everest, like, you right, baby, but he don't think the Everest commercial was funny. That's too ghetto for him. But the T.I. show is right up his alley.
It is not.
Oh, CJ.
He gonna watch that show Blackish tomorrow. I know he is. Thank you, baby, for reminding me that shit comes on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Blackish.
Y'all gonna do a podcast about that?
Hey, you watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, huh?
A lot of this is Stockholm Syndrome, okay?
So, is that a yes or a no? What is that? Fuck does that mean?
Don't watch it.
He does watch it, baby. Okay, all right, you got your answer right there now.
I know of it. I just don't watch it.
He's going to watch Blackish tomorrow. He's going to love that shit. He's going to be like, Lawrence Fishburne, I haven't seen you this great since fucking Man of Steel.
Lawrence Fishburne.
That nigga's in the show.
I thought it was just only, what's his name?
He is the dad of the show.
No, it was Andy.
No, it's not.
No, Andy Anderson's in the show. Lawrence Fishburne is also in the show.
Oh, he's the daddy. Oh, he's
the
home
daddy.
Daddy. Okay.
Who the fuck would be Anthony Anderson's father? Come on now. Let's be real. This nigga, come on. I mean, talk about the retarded leading the retarded. Come on. He don't even look like he'd be a father. That nigga still looks like some Gatto buckwheat looking motherfucking nigga.
Damn.
Come on now.
Jesus.
Come on. You look like you got more sense than that nigga does. Come on now. I would hand you my wallet before I hand that nigga a wallet. Come on now. I bet that nigga rolling Transformers is his actual life. Still living at his fucking mama's room. Talking about
he was the same character in Romeo Must Die.
Oh, Jesus.
You remember that movie?
I've never seen that fucking movie.
You never seen Romeo Must Die? Oh.
Jet Li and Aaliyah?
Nope, never seen it. I remember who was in it. I've never seen the movie.
When DMX
remember
in
based
that
on that?
Yeah, DMX. I know he was on the soundtrack. Wasn't he in the movie too, though?
And then it had the whole music video. Try again.
Okay, I remember that.
Don't succeed, don't you? Don't succeed. Yeah, yeah.
Been a long time.
You get yourself.
Damn,
that's
like
a good
Timbaland.
I remember who Timbaland used to do back then.
That's all he does.
That's all he still does.
I read this repeat songs and words
in
my back.
Long time. I should have left you, and I was ready to step you.
What would you do to get to me? Shit, I dig your grave up, girl. That's what I do to get to you.
Damn. Will you dig me up? Will you come again? Will you bury me back?
shit.
Try not to offend.
That vagina flesh is still there.
Oh, right there. Okay.
The phenomenal one is back.
All right. The news, Cody. The news.
Yes. Woo. Because goddamn, it's about to get dark in here, Jesus. Yeah, let me move on. Goddamn. Okay.
I'm just trying to get in hell, ain't I?
What you mean trying? You're already there.
I'm waiting for some old black woman looking in the window. You going to hell, boy.
Motherfucker, you need Jesus.
You need a Jesus. God.
Anyway, let's get on to this first topic. God damn, hour two of the show. Anyway.
I haven't even gotten topics yet? Damn, I'm not late then, right? Right on time then.
I guess you return calls for a longer show, so I guess suitable. Fuck it, why not? Yeah, anyway.
Y'all been going for an hour now? God damn.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
It's been 30 minutes for me.
Yeah, for you, motherfucker. Anyway.
Shit. Don't worry, I looked up questions. Y'all niggas ain't been bringing no questions in, so it'll be short.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you, by the way.
Yeah, but shit, the fuck.
Alright, first topic. Interesting casting news about a crime series is getting a season.
T.I. playing Paul Walker now.
Yes, T.I. is new Paul Walker's replacement. Fast and Furious. That's yes. That is the news, people. I guess his brother didn't work out quite on the acting quality of things, so you know, they brought in T.I. like, fuck it. He's going to be great in that, man, so why not bring him at Fast and Furious? No, people. Fuck no.
He's playing Aquaman.
Yeah.
How to keep a Negro in films?
He ain't playing no fucking Aquaman.
No, black ass can't swim anyway.
He'll probably do what he did with his chef hat and tilt that shit to the side.
He'll call Pharrell and have him toss him his hat so he can float on it.
Well, there you go. A trident full of 24-inch rims.
Rubber bands.
Yeah. Anyway, True Detective, Season 2.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Over the weekend, Colin Farrell revealed that he will be starring in True Detective Season 2. Rumors circulating that Vince Vaughn could join him. But today, HBO confirmed that, in fact, Farrell and Vaughn's involvement are official. As previously reported, Season 2 follows three police officers, a career criminal, as they navigate a web of conspiracy in the aftermath of murder. In this, Farrell will play Ray Velcoro, a compromised detective whose allegiances are torn between his masters and the corrupt police department. And Vaughn will play Frank Simeon, a career criminal in danger of losing his empire with his move.
This y'all best
is upended by the murder of a business partner. The Premium Network also revealed, here's the cherry on top, the Fast and Furious series director Justin
Lin. Man, y'all brag about this show too.
Let's get this shit straight, man. We bragged up the first season, all right?
I'm bragging about it. Y'all love this show, man. It does no wrong.
Oh, God.
It goes on.
I said this show could have the potential to be better than Breakup, and this motherfucker had to do this shit. You know, Wayne messaged me this shit when we was recording The Darkness at the movies, and I that's why I got quiet for a moment. I looked at, because I was looking at my phone, and I said, oh, hell no.
Man, I don't know how to take this, because, man, Colin Farrell, he can be good. He has the right material. Look at those good, like, Seven Psychopaths and,
That's it.
Dead Man Down. He thought he was good. The movie wasn't great. I thought he was getting in it.
Seven Psychopaths, you could have took him out and put anybody in there. That still probably would have been a good movie because it was good because of Sam. Dead Man Down, I'll give him that.
Maybe. Okay. Viz Vaughn, I don't think I've really ever seen him do anything dramatic. I think the closest thing I've seen him do something with a dramatic sense was fucking The Lost World. So I don't.
Last year he had a Delivery Man, and he had a where he had all those kids. He had a mentally challenged kid, and I thought he was good in those scenes.
Okay, how long those scenes last? Like what, 5 minutes?
That was actually some long scenes or whatever. So that was actually the one movie I actually appreciated Vince Vaughn because he wasn't that fucking
let me ask you this question. Who are you more excited for, Vince Vaughn or Colin Farrell?
One of these motherfuckers and shit. I was expecting a female cast. What happened to that fucking rumor? Shit.
That's all it was. It's just rumor.
All these fucking people they've been taught. You know,
grade eight class women. Casting for this wonderful show of y'all.
Fuck
y'all.
Man, CJ don't understand.
Can't wait.
CJ, watch the first goddamn season.
Yeah, even Wayne watched the first season and loved it. So
Wayne loves something?
Well, you know what? Love is a strong one. Never mind. I take that back. He said he liked it a lot. So,
yeah. it was
that's
shit.
As far as it goes.
Yeah, I take it back. And he does love stuff. He loves Stallone.
Loves Stallone, yeah. Loves Mel Gibson.
And yeah. Didn't he give Expendables like full price or whatever?
Yeah, that five star.
Three boomerangs and a handshake or something. I don't know what it is.
He said the same thing we said about the Turtles. What did you expect?
Oh, my God.
I love how that comes full circles now. He said, what do you expect from Expendables? Well, what do you expect from Turtles?
Good God.
Just think about that logic real quick, people.
Yeah, just like when True Detective Season 2 turns out to be shit. What do you expect?
I'm going to be giving that a fuck it. That's
hey, you got Justin Lin directing it. What did you expect?
You know, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. I'll watch it, obviously. I'm not too fond of this news, to be honest. I was actually looking forward to a female cast.
Yeah, I was too.
I really wanted to see. I know I just said it out of the crack of my ass when someone asked us that or whatever. I really wanted to see fucking Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Powell. It would have been fucking cool to see that take place in L.A. and shit and going back and forth with that. I was like, that would look badass. Like, get Denzel Washington and take place back in his state for training day, you know? Film the aftersuit. But, I'm not excited about this news, but I'll give the actors a chance because the last things I seen them in, I saw different actors out of them. So maybe this story can bring something out of them as well.
Yeah, either way you put it, it was going to be hard. It was going to be a monumental fucking task to top that first season. That first season is easily some of the best television of all time. And so I wasn't expecting anything to be quite on that level, but at least close to it. Like, this news doesn't exactly fill me with hope, but you know, I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to wait and see. So,
man, I believed it could have been better than the first season because as soon as it ended, Brad Pitt rumored to be intruded. I was like, oh shit, they up or what was it? They were saying all kind of actors' names, and then they were talking about Jessica Chastain, Charlize Theron. Maybe I was just like, man, they hitting the names. I'm loving here, and then all of a sudden they fucking just settle with. It really does feel like all those actors they named probably turned it down, and these motherfuckers just accepted it.
Yeah, that might be the case, man. I hope for the best.
Man, that last movie Colin Farrell was in, Winter's Tale, that was some.
I heard, yeah.
Man, I fuck you, Lehu, nigga. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. That was the most confusing shit I have seen all fucking year. I still can't get that shit out of my fucking mind. Just what the fuck that was about. A fucking flying unicorn that comes out of nowhere to guide this nigga off in some romance that he forgot that happened many of years ago. How the hell did this nigga live through these? What kind of fantasy shit am I watching right now?
Flying unicorn.
Is that the dude where Will Smith had a random appearance in?
Random appearance where he was supposed to be playing the devil or something like that.
Wait, what?
He plays a character called Lucifer or some shit like that.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, is this Angels and Demons? What is this about? Or like, what is going on? That is a movie you clearly have to see. I would love to watch it with both you two Negroes to sit and just look at you two and be like, okay, they looking confused. I ain't the only motherfucker up here.
We are, okay.
I fell asleep, woke up, and was like, Colin Farrell, man, you, like, because Cody just said, you know, you had Dead Man Down and Seven Psychopaths. I was like, you was on some path. I mean, I didn't really like you care about you in the movie, but then you came out with that. And I did like, I did give Vince Vaughn the benefit of the doubt for delivery, man, because I was like, looked like he ain't being that loud, over-the-top character that he usually is, and he wasn't. So that was a step up. So hopefully this script can keep him in a dramatic tension that he needs to be in. Because I did feel for him when he was crying and stuff like that for that little mentally challenge. I was like, okay, he can emote. He has emotions. He's a human being. He didn't take coke this day.
Okay, yeah.
Not excited about the news, but
yeah.
Give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Just got to wait and see, man.
Can't
what can I say?
Tell CJ how wrong he was, too.
I can't wait. The best season ever. Thank you. I'll let you go.
Speaking of CJ, CJ, you're going to bring up something, right, that I was going to bring up, but I'll let you introduce it.
Are you talking about that?
No, it's a T.I. show. Come on.
That Deadpool movie coming out?
You guys play Deadpool, folks. There you go. Ryan Reynolds can't, has contract commitment issues, so T.I. filling in the role.
That movie ain't happening.
It's happening.
I'm doing more than that movie ain't happening.
Hey, it got a release date, man. It's happening. It never had a release date before. Got one now.
Hey, Jupiter Ascending had a release date, too, and that shit got pushed back.
Yeah, but it's still happening.
Yeah, so the Deadpool. I know, when I saw that the 3D trailer, you know, I still didn't understand. You know, people were getting excited about it and say there's a leaked trailer, and I'm like, is this just a cutscene from a video game?
It's my shit.
Pretty...
It's my shit. Bananas. It's my shit. I was like, that thing is good for what? Like, a lot of people look at that and go like, this could make a great movie. I'm just like, y'all do realize that was like a one-minute scene, right? One-minute scene don't make a two-hour film.
I mean, the only way they can really succeed on this movie if it's only like 75 minutes long, you know, they can't have it like a 2-hour.
The only way they can succeed on this movie is if it's $12 million. Ain't nobody going to go see this shit.
Yeah, I think people will see it. I don't think the budget is going to be high on this. I think
it has a niche audience.
You got to think about that. This Fox, though, is part of that X-Men can. They spend a lot of fucking money on these movies.
Yeah, but Deadpool, that's something a bit different. So I can't imagine them spending upwards of like fucking $100 million on fucking Deadpool.
Yeah, the same could be said about Transformers and shit like that, too. I wouldn't imagine they spend that much fucking money on those fucking...
The Transformers? Those fucking giant robots. Of course it's going to cost like upwards of $100 million.
But most of Deadpool's references come out from X-Men characters or whatever and shit.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're all going to be in the movie, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not talking about the actual X-Men. I'm talking about like a lot of side characters you haven't seen and shit like that.
Yeah, but I think... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they're going by this... the script they've been having out for ages now, and I think they're still going with that script. It looked like the only X-Men character in there is Colossus, so I don't know if they're still doing that, but...
Well, they did, like, Psylocke and all the... Like, I'm telling you, a lot of unknown characters you haven't seen on screen yet, so I'm throwing that out there. I ain't nobody gonna see this shit. I'm telling you right now.
I am kind
of
worried.
This is one of these movies where only fanboys are gonna go see it, and they're gonna be wondering, like, why did it fail?
It'll be just like Scott Pilgrim. It'd be like a greatest movie that nobody saw.
It's the movie that everybody kept talking about. Yeah, this is a great movie. We can't wait to see this. Came out and motherfucker didn't do shit.
Nobody saw that movie. I was hurt when I saw Scott Pilgrim. I'm like, yeah, this broke the box. Number 8? What? Damn it, Expendables. Damn it, Wayne, buying all those fucking tickets.
Deadpool is only the only comic book character I can give credit to as far as being one of the newest characters to be released as far as being created and actually having an audience that reacted to him in a way that people do react to him. That's why when everybody goes like, oh, why don't they just create new characters? Like, they do create new characters. You motherfuckers just don't like them and shit. So Deadpool is the only one that's ever gotten the attention that these fans talk about. Like, why don't they just create new characters or whatever? It's like, yeah.
Well, I guess another movie that may not be made, because P1 have no faith. You got no faith in these X-Men, do you?
I don't have no faith in Deadpool, to say the least. I don't like Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds can go to hell for all I care.
Damn.
So do you have faith in Bryan Singer?
Hell no. Come on.
Hell fucking no.
Now you're at that last movie? No.
No. 3 movies out of 1? No. Hell no.
You better touch another little boy again. Maybe he can...
Oh, he's not in prison yet? Oh, okay.
No. He's rich. He's rich, B1.
Man, that's the power of being white.
And rich.
I said being white and rich. You do not go to jail for shit. Oh, man. Had that been a nigga and nobody, he'd been dead by
I like, I don't know what made me think of this, but what's his name? Bill Marth, he said, he was talking about Ray Rice. He said, only in America where if a black man get caught on tape beating a woman, cops aren't going to get, cops will be called. But if a cop get caught on camera beating somebody, it'll take a while.
Why is that nigga not in jail yet? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Because they kissed and made up. They got married.
Oh, my God. Just because this nigga's a celebrity. I swear to fucking God.
He has money. Celebrity.
I know. I was trying to text you. I'm like, man, stay out elevators, P1. They on. They're trying to get us.
This celebrity shit, man. I tell you, man. This shit. I've talked to so many fucking people that saying, I don't think he should go to jail. I don't think. I'm just like, oh my God, give me a fuck. Had that been a regular nigga, y'all have been like, that nigga need to be hung or something like that, whatever. But since he on your favorite football team or some shit like that, well, I don't think what should happen to him is right. It was like, oh, okay, all right, whatever. How many videos y'all look at where a man beats on a woman, y'all go like, that's just wrong. What a coward he is. But this nigga do it, it's like, well, you know, she started it or something like,
double,
you know.
Stance, man.
Right. You know, and I wanted to help her, you know. But then as soon as she started getting on Twitter, started talking about she's fine. I'm like, all right,
that's
whatever.
Fine. She can go ahead and say it, but that nigga needs some jail time.
Yeah.
Nah, that's no point. No point. When she started saying she's fine and everything, I'm like, all right, you get what you did.
Okay, well, then you know what? If I go rob a store and the guy just say, oh, it's fine, you know, hey, he only took $50, you know, it's fine, or whatever, then I shouldn't get arrested too then, right, Cody?
No, you don't have money.
If the guy says you're fine, then you're fine. If you go back, keep robbing the same guy, then he lets you get off, then oh well.
Hey, you got to go to jail, P1. Sorry, man.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to jail. That's shoot my play.
Yeah.
This is one too many. See, this is the first of many crimes for this nigga right here. Got to go. Meanwhile, Ray Rice is signing a fucking gun for him and shit like that. Yeah.
Hide your wife, hide your kid, because the NFL beating everybody.
Fuck that. He need to go to jail. Shit.
Oh, man.
You're going to get some comments saying, but there's a good chance he might make it to the Super Bowl this year. It's like, come on, just wait till the game is over. Somebody actually told me that, but I was just looking at him like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Shit, he's on my favorite team, man. And I'm like, no, fuck that dude.
I do want to buy one of his shirts, though, because you can get it for $1.
You know what? It's just gonna get worse. If it's okay with it, he's just gonna keep beating this chick until finally something worse happened to her and shit like that. So no, that nigga needs jail. No, he just needs jail time because he needs jail time because that's just fucking fair. Okay, if Cody was to beat a bitch right now or something like that, she said no, it's okay or whatever. I bet some fucking neighbor would tell on him and something like that. His ass would be in fucking jail the same goddamn day.
It's Cody's fault for not having the money. Okay. If you don't have money and enough money to beat a woman, then that's your fault.
Shit, money and star power.
Yep.
People need to get the fuck over these goddamn people like this. I swear to fucking God, that shit is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on that pedestal, man.
Put him on a pedestal of a dick up his ass in jail. That's what he needs.
He worked his ass off, though, to get where he was.
Oh, my God.
To get as buff as he was.
He shouldn't have hit that bitch then, shit. Should have pulled a Chris Brown and held back a little bit. Let that bitch punch him first.
Chris Brown held back? Okay.
When he realized Rihanna punched his ass back. When Rihanna punched his ass back, he held back a little bit because he's like, damn, that bitch hit harder than I do.
Exactly. You know what? And it's okay if Chris Brown did it because you know he ain't lifting weights every day, 200 pounds in one hand.
That nigga trying to get street cred now. You better watch him.
How many motherfuckers have that motherfucker gotten?
Man, okay, thank you. That's enough. This nigga's ducked jail time and everything. Yet this nigga's out right now releasing a new album and got a concert.
Girls still love his ass. I'm like,
fucking kidding me. The double standard on this nigga.
Jesus Christ.
He even made a video about, didn't he make a video about, like, hitting somebody, hitting the girl or something like that, like right after all this happened?
I know that is all against guys beating on women and shit, and yet they still listen and support this nigga and go to his concert and shit. Oh, I'm just like, I don't get y'all, but okay. Don't ever preach that shit to me no more, you know?
You remember, there was this one news segment, they were bringing up tweets about Chris Brown, and there was one chick that said, I let Chris Brown beat me anytime. I was like, are you fucking
kidding? Oh, my God. You know what? This is the equivalent of Lupe Fiasco's Bitch Bass song.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just the equivalent of that. It's like, wow, okay, this nigga. Okay, yeah. This is ridiculous, man. You just said it best, Cody. We got to stop putting these fucking people on the fucking pedestals and shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
We're not.
Because they're making a mockery of us now. They're making a mockery.
Secretly, we all want to be those people. Secretly, we want to be famous and be able to do whatever we want.
I don't think I would be doing that, though. I don't think I'd be punching a bitch in the elevator.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would not be doing that.
The only thing that they would catch me on TMZ is P1 is back at a bar again. It's like, yeah. P1 took all his millions and bought every brewery in California. What a dumbass. Only shit you'd catch me doing with it. I don't think I'd be punching bitches in elevators or getting caught on camera smoking up some cocaine or anything like that. No, I don't think I'd be hitting on Rihanna or something like that. No, I don't think I'd be dying. I'd be fucking her in it. If anything, yeah, they'd be catching me doing it. Proud of it, too. I can't wait to hear the bitch on a tweet on there talking about, I wish he'd fuck me in the elevator like that. Kind of comments I want to hear. Shit.
Well,
I know CJ would be doing it because he's all about empowering women. So,
oh yeah, that's what he's all about, man. He's loving his news.
I love to empower you.
Empower you with his fist.
Empower him with his fist and shit.
What you say? Nah, I don't even
think you like that.
Hey, now pushing somebody down the stairs to get rid of a baby—that's totally different.
Making a mockery of our justice system, and it's fucking insulting now with all the shit that's going on with the cops and black people and seeing shit like this. It's not even cool no more.
It ain't even just them, man. It's these organizations, NFL, all fucking guilty.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely. Oh, fuck you. I hold NFL major responsibility. I was in a barbershop talking, but I was like, fuck the NFL.
I mean, I love this sport, man, but this organization, man, fuck them, dude.
All right, well, is that all the questions? I mean, not the questions. News we got?
Well, we can't end it without a video, CJ. You know that.
We need a video, yes.
T.I. video?
No, it's not T.I. video, but it is a buffoonish person of color. So there's that. Sending you out right now.
Stupid. Let me get my Facebook message. My shit.
Let me set the stage for this story. It's a video of a man who was attempted to rape a woman with a knife. Did turn out that way quite, so he tried to have an escape, but on the way out, he broke his leg. So this is his attempt trying to get away from...
I think he's just lying. She broke his leg, and he didn't want to talk about it. He's embarrassed about that ass whooping.
I'll let you be the judge.
Stupid ass Facebook Messenger shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shit,
they finally got me too, Cody.
They got you.
Yeah, they finally got me. Whole fucking day wouldn't let me or whatever shit. Whole fucking day. So I had no choice but to
go. LS 8 out. Gotta get this shit now. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Love. So let's see this video.
Yes.
If you sent Cody.
When y'all gonna send a porno on this motherfucker?
You know, speaking of porno, I'm at work today.
Oh boy!
And this old man with his poor crippled wife in a chair.
This nigga taking shit in the street. What is he doing?
Who?
The dude in the fucking video.
All right, let's play this.
What were you saying, CJ? I'm sorry. Like, what?
Hold on. I'm playing the video already. What is going on? There's a man scooting around on the... He looked like my dog. Trying to clean his ass.
Any volume on that bad boy?
Come back to my house. You're going down. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Is that comic?
Did you say comic?
You're going down.
World star hip hop.
Of course. Where all great things come from.
Oh, yeah. Poor Tommy trying to be messed up.
Don't lock me out here, because this nigga got a big ass knife in his hand. But this don't lock me out. I don't care, because he's going to fucking jail. You don't see that big ass knife in this nigga hand?
Somebody need to take this ghetto bitch to jail, too. Only fair.
She say, you don't see that. For what? What do you have a big knife for?
He was helpless.
That's this Negro rolling around.
This shit don't even look real. I'm sorry.
I don't know. My shit had a panic attack because I started screaming.
No, bitch.
Fuck his leg.
That nigga was just walking, had a knife in his hand. This bitch just started screaming. Thought he was going
to... Is there security up here?
I bet it's some ugly fat bitch that nobody wants to rape. And she's just... You know how black women get sometimes.
This man has a fucking knife. Get some kids. Please get your baby. This man has a knife. He just tried to stab somebody.
Oh, pathetic this motherfucker looks.
You hear this chick? She's getting a little over-exaggerated right now.
He's just rolling around looking like a turtle.
I'm already taking that shit.
He's a ninja turtle. Ooh. You down that prowl.
So whenever you about to rape somebody, people, and you get caught, just crawl on the ground.
Yeah, roll around. You confuse them.
Act like your leg is broken or something like that.
Yeah, you get jump away in the window first to make sure it looks real.
I would have ran away.
Yeah, I think that's too sensible for this dude.
This nigga look like Nino Brown and shit. This nigga look like Ray Rice.
You got a knife after you hit a girl.
That nigga punched that bitch on the elevator. Now he trying to stab a bitch and shit. Nah, I was walking. I was checking. That's what I was doing. Turn that camera off, bitch.
Dude didn't say a goddamn word the entire video. I just realized that.
That's why I think she was faking that shit. Like, I swear to God, this nigga was walking with a knife in his hand because he's about to cut a cake. And he's about to cut, because he's about to take it upstairs to his mama. It's his mama's birthday and shit like that. He's going to take a cake up there. He's going to cut it outside and shit for it. I have the candles, everything ready. He saw this bitch get out of the car. Obviously, he walked past. Oh, this nigga got, he trying to rape me. I'm telling you, that's how these black women are. I bet she's like the fattest fucking thing you ever seen. It's like nobody wants to touch her or nothing like that. And the best thing this nigga can think of is, I'm acting like I broke my leg. I don't know what this bitch talking about.
Oh, man. Is that the hood sensibilities, should we call it?
I bet Aunt Jemima looked better than this bitch.
Oh, my Lord. At least she was sweet down there.
What the fuck?
That man on the oatmeal box looked better than her right now, I bet.
Uncle Ben?
The cream of wheat.
George Bush looked president in this bitch.
Get your eyes off that nigga.
This bitch sounded like she missing some teeth and everything, whatever. I didn't know Snagglepuss was involved in this.
But that was another Cody Corner of videos.
What did you call it?
I don't know, Corny, Corey.
What?
Goddamn, what's his name? Cody.
Jeez,
Cody.
Man, ain't that damn difficult, man.
Corner.
Okay, so been gone for a month, and this nigga came up with some gay-ass names for shit. Okay, all right.
Shit, that was brand new, so I... Fuck
okay,
that game.
I was like, man, I gotta start listening to these fucking podcasts now.
I guess it's time to get some questions.
This video's gay. Watching it over right now. This nigga crawling on his knees and shit. He's like, you can stick it up my ass if you like it.
Yeah, I guess that's
like, what he's doing. Shit.
I suppose you could interpret that.
That nigga throw him a basketball or whatever. That nigga's like, I'm slipping and sliding, baby.
Well, I don't know. Whole other dimension of this video. That's for damn sure.
Okay. So what is CJ calling your video segment now? What is that?
Cody Corner, I guess.
Okay, then. All right, then.
And if you, too, have black foolishness, white foolishness, Asian foolishness, send it to Cody, yeah. Facebook Cody.
Okay, I see you niggas got fancy on me while I was gone, too. All right, then.
Just brought all that shit up. I don't know where this came from.
Okay, I'm about to say, if that's what y'all came up with, I'm like, oh.
Just put Cody, I don't know if that's a website, but okay.
And you know that nigga, he fucks up shit so much. It'd be like, Cody.com, you can visit there and get all your, what's it called now, Cody?
The Cody Corner.
Some shit he just made up, he don't even remember.
Now, can we get to the darkness questions?
Y'all didn't get none. Oh, I'm just playing.
Oh, yeah, we should.
The fuck is wrong with you, CJ? Thought you was holding the house down, huh?
Yep. Yeah, we get some next week since they didn't know you back.
Well, Amethyst Chaos, he says,
Amethyst?
You look like it's a question for me. So, P1, what are your feelings about your man, Mr. Perfection himself, Chris Hemsworth, going into comedy with the National... Fuck that reboot. That's what I think about that.
What reboot is this?
The Lampoon reboot.
Yeah, ask about the reboot. She asked about Chris Hemsworth, man.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth can do everything he wants. I don't give a shit.
No, there you go.
That man is fucking perfection. Like I said on my Facebook page, whoever said that, you'd rape him the next Tuesday. Shit, I'd rape him the next month. Yeah. You know what? Let me take back all that shit about Ray Rice then, because I would knock his ass out in the elevator just to rape his ass. Yeah. And as pretty as he is, you could say that is a woman you hitting, so. God damn that boy. I'm looking at pretty right now. That boy is pretty. Shit, I swear to God. I mean, it don't get no better than Thor or whatever and shit. I'd love to see him as He-Man wearing that fucking spandex gay outfit and shit.
It's all you, P1. It's all you,
thank
brother.
Yeah, you ain't getting that. That's mine, nigga. Get your own.
I don't want that.
You and Amethyst, y'all can fight over him.
CJ, you can have T.I. Don't worry. There's more foolish niggas for you. Don't worry. I know you're tasting men now. Tasting people, for that matter. Cody, he told me he liked his hat tilted to the side.
Oh, did he now?
He said that shit is creative.
Hey, you like
I can take a whip to him.
Like those chains too anywhere, CJ?
Mm-hmm. CJ, yeah. You should be T.I. for Halloween. How about that? See that shit now. Yeah, that nigga's trying to look like T.I. He come out looking like E-40 and shit.
Yeah, and your ex-girlfriend could be tiny. And then Gloria could be the kid.
Your baby mama could be tiny, yeah.
There you go.
She also says, she says, so what are your guys' feelings on the writer of The Grudge match apparently writing the script for 23 Jump Street? Oh, yeah, you guys already read that one.
We didn't read Shingo's question for last week, if you read that one.
Yeah, I know. I see. I just pulled it up right now. Hey, CJ, man. So from what I've been seeing lately is you've been getting called a coon for the past month. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of agree with the nigga.
Uh-huh.
After your little T.I. statement.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and read this question for you.
Please do. I want to hear this.
My man Django, the D is silent. He says, if it wasn't for a coon like CJ, there probably wouldn't be as many stereotypes out there as it is now, you high son of a bitch. I like how he wrote son of a bitch as one word. He says, I don't think being a founder is enough, Cody. He's a founder? Ooh, what the fuck? I don't know what. being a founder is enough, Cody, because I bet his black ass is always late, constantly messing the site name up, contradicting himself. CJ, I just want you to know I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, bro. Contradicting himself constantly and just being a straight-up coon. Do you think you and P1, Cody, could be more productive if you couldn't?
Oh,
you didn't have that coon on your team.
Come on. Damn, dude.
Well, Cody, that's a question for you, bro. I love these questions because they always involve Cody answering them.
It's singing me up like, damn. Oh, man, I can't shit on CJ, man. Like, we give him shit all the time. Like I said, he is an important part in the darkness. Ain't nowhere without him. I'm sorry, he doesn't. So
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm with Django.
I ain't going to be an asshole about it, so.
Ain't being an asshole because I can't disagree with Django. I mean, shit. I mean, look, he constantly messing us. That's true.
Oh, well, you make good points, but I'm saying.
Contradicting himself constantly? Come on.
You really contradicting myself, Warren, getting kicked off of a show?
That ain't making any. What the fuck are you talking? He doesn't like. Talk about you don't like. You don't like playing Grand Theft Auto and shit like that. But he watches the fucking T.I. show. It's like,
oh my god. I'm saying Jacob's wrong. He ain't wrong. I'm saying the more productive part. CJ's been better about it lately, being on time and shit. So I give him that at least. If this was like a couple months ago, then no, fuck that. I give him a bit of a doubt.
I don't like it, Black.
No, no.
So I'm with Django on this. Just because Django makes me laugh. How about that?
You and Django both can suck a AIDS filled dick. So thank you.
We can suck your baby mama's dick, right?
That too.
Yeah, she has a dick. Oh wow, that just makes that story much more interesting.
Yeah. Suck your baby mama's dick along with your little baby Gloria.
Damn. Love the baby too, shit.
You don't get no more chances with me. You fucked me over too many, so you don't get no more chances, nigga.
Fuck you over. Oh, God.
I've been gone for a month to reflect on this nigga, Cody.
Ah, that's what you really... Okay. You're like, damn.
Yeah, I've had time to think while I was gone on vacation okay. And doing a screen. I was just like, you know what? Fuck that nigga. Fuck him right in the ass.
Yeah, maybe I have vacation time to do all that. Yeah, maybe I have a different opinion. But since I've been stuck with him for the last month, so yeah, now I'm, you know.
Take a vacation, Cody. Go away for a month.
Maybe.
You reflect on it. Hey, man, I got a couple more questions came in or whatever. For the darkness at the movies here or whatever. Enough about CJ now. It ain't all about him. Well, actually, it is mainly all about him.
You know, he loves attention.
Yeah, he loves attention. That's why that nigga gets quiet. I love when I hear that nigga gets quiet. I love it. I love it. Because when I let people listen to this, they go like, I love when that nigga gets quiet. And I'm like, I love it too. That nigga ain't got shit to say because he know he ain't a fucking asshole. My man Daryl, he says, oh, shit, son. Snap, son. Nigga from New York. The phenomenon on his back on the darkness. That's how he says it. I couldn't agree with you more on this film, guys. And holy torpedo Batman. No, this nigga did not just say that. Okay. Was the Black Mask just all around great character? Do you guys think we all ever see Black Mask be prominent in a Batman project soon?
I don't know about soon. One day, sure. Soon, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know because I don't know if you guys did it, but after we got done reviewing, I went and watched Mojo and watched that whole origin story of the Black Mask. And it was kind of interesting in the beginning. But then, I guess what they're starting to do now, it sounds a little bit too crazy. I don't know if y'all... but it starts out like, you know, as a child, he was forced to play with Bruce Wayne, and
that's
he was like,
new
man, fuck him.
Shit.
Yeah, but then toward the end, the Black Mask, anybody could be Black Mask. It's a cabal that's set up to destroy Batman.
It's more of a symbol.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
As long as the Joker still exists, that Black Mask will never get a movie. There you go. I just answered your question for you. Another thing, nigga. Don't ever upload up a comment saying, oh, shit, son, then going, holy torpedo, Batman. That just doesn't go together, bro. Took you as a gangster. Now I took you as a bitch.
Damn.
Look, they even got CJ shocked. He like, damn, well, what do you think about me, P1? You don't want to hear that, CJ. Next question.
I didn't ask you a goddamn
thing. Yeah, you already heard that.
You gonna hate that I fucking came back, nigga.
You didn't die.
I knew that shit was true. You just wait for that plane to crash.
Waiting.
Only plane that's gonna clash is on your big ass forehead, nigga. It ain't never gonna go away. You black son of a bitch. Or how did Django say it? Yeah, son of a bitch, yeah. I'm assuming this is how it says, but her name is Genius. His name Genius. Damn, what a J. I like that.
Hey, okay.
Okay, that's something different. I never heard that before. Says, do you really think this? What was that?
Go ahead.
CJ being a black son of a bitch. What's going on?
No, I don't know whether to admire that name or to classify it as ghetto as fuck. But go ahead.
It's ghetto as fuck, I can tell you that.
Solved.
She said, or he says, do you really think this silly cartoon even compares to Nolan's Dark Knight masterpiece?
Oh, dear.
Ain't no fucking masterpiece.
I would consider that a masterpiece. They're both masterpieces. But, yeah, I don't think, yeah, it holds... I think it holds its weight against fucking The Dark Knight. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's better than The Dark Knight.
Definitely better than number 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Ain't a fucking question.
Better than number 1. Oh. I don't know. It depends how I feel about number 2. I mean, they're probably... it's not one not as long, so if I just want to watch something... action packing, good. More action.
Where is this silly talk coming from? How do you consider this film silly? I don't get that.
Why is it a cartoon? That's what I want to get.
Because it's a cartoon. So some, you know, some people think cartoons are silly. So who knows? Maybe that's how that person is.
Because it's not live action.
A fucking moron.
It automatically makes it silly. I don't get that logic.
Well, since it's so goddamn silly, I'm gonna go ahead and say it's better than Nola. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, perfect. It's a perfect film. It's better than all 3.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not joking either. I do think so. I'm not joking.
Okay. I got to think about that for a little bit, but yeah, maybe not.
I think what Under the Red Hood does better than Dark Knight is both villains get time.
Yeah, true.
No one is overlooked. Batman is a prominent character in the film.
I don't think anyone got overlooked in Dark Knight, but...
Well, people won't believe the Joker kind of got over... Two-Face, yeah.
Well, yeah,
that's a true fact. That's a fact.
From the audience, yeah. I'm not talking about the actual movie itself.
Yeah, from an audience standpoint, yeah. That's what I mean.
I'm not talking about the audience. I'm talking about the actual movie.
I think it did, though. A lot of people comes out talking, sucking.
I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the movie itself. But what you saw,
the performance is great. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, as far as Two-Face going to the prominent, I think Two-Face actually was better than the Joker.
I didn't say whether he was better or not. I was saying they both get the ton of shine in the film.
See, I got to disagree with that one.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree then.
You black son of a bitch.
You fucking asshole, you. I'm going to the next guy in the question. I'll beat your ass. Anyway.
I know your punk ass ain't talking about
shit. Punk ass, okay.
Here we go. Speaking of Steve, Steve says, what perfect timing to do a Batman review because I just finished Gotham and fuck was that show horrible. And it wasn't good, but I wouldn't go horrible. But
yeah, I thought it was decent, but
I didn't really like it that much.
That's great.
But, you know, it's a TV show. Give it 3 episodes.
Yeah,
man.
It's a pilot. Yeah, it was really good. So
he said it's downright disgraceful. But my question is, what has been the biggest fuck you for you guys as Batman related? Disgraceful. Damn. I've heard 3 people say that shit.
Yep. Damn.
They take their Batman serious.
I saw someone write a long-ass post about why this show was just ruined Batman from. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, ruined. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I didn't like it. Doesn't have my intention to watch it again. I'm going to keep watching it just to give it the chance and the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know about disgraceful. I thought it was fucking boring if you asked me. It's just fucking... That shit was weak. I was like, holy shit. But most TV shows kind of start out that way. Especially, I'm starting to notice them with these superhero ones, so.
Yeah.
Look at Agents of the Shield.
Yeah, well, to get Agents of the Shield credit, that pilot was at least better than the Gotham pilot. I'll give it that.
Okay, yeah, you know what, you're right. That first episode was fucking pretty goddamn good, so never mind. I actually liked that one a lot, so.
I guess we find out 2 more episodes and if it's worth watching or continuing.
As far as the biggest fuck you, I guess I got to get between Batman and Robin and I guess the Batman.
Batman versus Dracula.
Yeah, which is the Batman.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
After we got done recording, I watched this documentary called I Know That Voice. And they had both Mark Hamill and what's that brother's name? The black guy who did the voice for the Joker. And they both were kind of patting each other on the back about how they, you know, how the, both of them were the best Joker voice. So I'm like,
Well, it's an interview, man. What are they supposed to do? Tell each other, fuck you?
Why not? I would.
Yeah, I know you would. I'm saying.
You got to kind of suck the dick of your coworkers and shit like that, I guess.
Yeah. I guess in that industry.
Especially, in that field.
You don't want to be known as a guy who's difficult to work with and shit in that business.
Yeah, you don't want to be Katherine Heigl, so.
Or Megan Fox.
Yeah, that one too.
Bitch can only get work from the nigga she dissed.
Yep. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, but I'd say the Batman. That was probably the biggest. No, you know what? No, fuck that. Beware the Batman.
Beware the Batman.
Oh, that was some garbage shit.
Most of the animated Batman stuff, excluding the movies, is kind of some bullshit.
I think I told Wayne that. I was like, you know what? Every Batman cartoon after Batman Beyond was shit.
Yeah.
The only thing that kept Batman together after Batman Beyond was the Justice League shit.
Yeah. How about you, CJ?
Speaking of Justice League, they're making a new cartoon that's going to be dark and gritty.
Just like Justice League?
Yeah.
I think I heard murmurs about that a little while back.
Yeah, it just got finally greenlit.
Right on.
Fuck that show.
Yeah, it's gonna get canceled anyway. I'm not putting my faith in any more of these Justice League shows. They gotta get canceled, so fuck them all.
Yeah, I'm just not giving a shit about what Warner Brothers do no more. They can keep their shit now. Gotham was kind of like, all right, we're gonna see how this goes, but Gotham's going to be something I'm just going to be DVRing and just waiting to watch it whenever the fuck I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought that concept would be a little silly, but I didn't think it'd be boring like that pilot episode. You kind of take out the mythology of, not so much the mythology of like, oh, all these villains are here, whatever. You kind of taking the mythology out that Batman created them. That's kind of part of the psychology of Batman that I liked, and
not only that, there's all these fucking coincidences and these unnecessary fucking winks and shit.
Following the arrow trend, and I'm like, I don't blame them for following the arrow trend, because apparently this shit is fucking popular, so.
Yeah, I know, the arrow ain't going nowhere.
Nope, people love arrow.
That shit or whatever, and all the little hints they do is like, oh, the Suicide Squad, and they were such a big hit in Arrow.
And the worst part about Arrow, anime Arrow characters can wink it too.
I don't even know who the fuck Arrow is still.
Arrow doesn't even know who Arrow is. He's still copying off of Batman.
Yeah, fucking Raja going there now. I'm like, are you fuck? Okay, all right.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, they talking about the Suicide Squad. I'm just like,
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they're making the movie. You heard about the movie, right?
Yeah, that's what somebody was asking me about. I was like, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I don't give two fucks, dude.
I care about it in Arrow. What makes you think I care about a live-action movie of that shit? Are they following the Sony brand now? What's going on here?
Yeah, seriously.
How about you, CJ? What was your biggest Batman disgrace, though?
My biggest Batman disgrace. I'm not going to be obvious and say it was like Batman and Robin. Because it was just stupid. You know, it was just something that you watched.
Wayne loves that movie. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, in that case,
he owns that movie.
Yeah, bought it on Blu-ray. Must mean he loves it. Yeah.
The Batman Brave and the Bold. I know some people really try to say it's a really great show. It's a mixture of the Adam West and I just didn't like the art. You know, everything about it offended me. Not as bad as The Batman. The Batman was just shit on wheels, but this.
Damn, that shit had wheels, too? No wonder it kept going. Shit.
It kept going for like two or three years.
Shit on wheels.
And a movie.
They
had a fucking movie.
And they put Batgirl on there, and they put Robin on there, and Harley Quinn again.
Yeah, I remember Harley Quinn on that show. Goddamn.
Oh, yeah, she was on it.
That shit now. I remember Batgirl, too, man. That Batgirl design looked fucking horrible.
Every design in that shit looked horrible.
They all look like kids that were too big for their clothes.
Ugh.
Yeah, so that's it. You know, and I am kind of Batman out. You know, after Beyond, after they just did what they did with Beyond, I said, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
I'm tired of Batman, too. I mean, I never liked the beginning Batman. Well, obviously, I never liked the Adam West and all that shit Batman that these people crave, they love so much, whatever, but you never see them watching. I never would want to watch that shit over again. I don't like any of the original Batman movies. I don't. The only thing I remember liking so much was the anime series and the books.
Yeah.
Live action Batman for me just it don't work that much or whatever. I mean, Batman Begins I still think is the best Batman live action film or whatever. The Dark Knight was good, but nah. It just doesn't touch what the animation has done with Batman for me. Oh, and I take that back. Beware the Batman is the Bat. The new 52 Batman, that's a piece of shit. Matter of fact, that's such a piece of shit that I don't even read DC Comics no more.
It's new 52 for you.
Yeah, and the movies seem to be following. And it's like, oh, God.
Oh, you mean the movies, the cartoon movies?
Fucking cartoon movies. All of it is fucking falling. It's just like, eh.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a fucking look.
Ooh. Why do we got to go out on a downer?
Yeah, you make me kind of maybe sad now. I'm like, God damn, did I just say?
Very unfortunate question to finish out on, I guess. Fuck, well.
Here, you want me to read the Django question over again?
No. All right, well, that's all the darkness, everybody.
Read that question over if you like,
awesome.
If you like me. If you like me too, CJ, I still got it up if you want me. I'm reading.
I'm Chicago John.
Oh, I'm the phenomenal one, but I got this. It says,
Where that Cody?
I'm Cody.
There we go.
Why
y'all
does
peace
the
out.
Like CJ?
And y'all come back next week. Peace out, everybody.
I got to read all these Django questions I'm.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Darkness!